Today is primary election day in Pennsylvania, with some congressional races in the headlines. That said, in Philadelphia, fewer than a quarter of registered voters showed up for the last congressional election in a midterm year. Philadelphia City Commissioner's head Omar Sabir says he's not expecting today's voter turnout to be a lot better, but he's hoping he's wrong.
We don't want any embarrassing low voter turnouts. The time is over with. Philadelphia has the most access for elections in our country. You can vote by mail. You can vote in person, and we are dedicated to serve you, and we have one of the best DAs in the country keeping our vote safe.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner says teams of detectives and assistant DAs will work both in his office and out in the field today to prevent any primary election day tampering.
I hope that's clear to anyone considering the joys of stealing votes, because it will be our joy to put you in a jail cell. That's how it's going to be.
D.A. Krasner says his field operatives are ready for anything that could disrupt the voting process. The state of Delaware has released updated numbers on just how much it expects to make taxing corporations for the first time in 2 years. The state has been criticized in the past for not sharing that data. From the Delaware desk, WHYY, Sarah Mueller has some details.
Revenue from the corporate franchise tax is the state's second largest source of income. Governor Matt Myers' administration is predicting the tax will earn the state $2.1 billion this fiscal year. Earlier this spring, Meyer dismissed a former chair of the Delaware Economic and Financial Advisory Council after he asked questions about the lack of data. State Senator and Chief Legislative Budget Writer Trey Pardee says the independence of the council is important.
This is not supposed to be a rubber stamp for the Meyer administration or any other administration. And I think that anyone who is a member of this committee should be able to come here and be able to speak freely.
One step that could ensure its independence is already underway. DFAC has existed for 50 years as an executive order, but a new bill passed by the legislature would codify the council into law. It's headed to Meyer's desk for his signature. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
In sports, the Phillies keep on winning. They beat the Reds yesterday 5-4, thanks to a two-run homer by Bryson Stott. The two teams compete again in Game 2 of their three-game set in South Philadelphia tonight, and the Phillies will start Jesus Luzardo on the mound pitching. Your Philly forecast: a heat advisory remains in effect for the region. Also, an air quality alert, that's going on. Sunny to partly cloudy skies today for our Tuesday the 19th. A high temperature of 98 expected. If we get there, that breaks the high temperature record of 96 set in 1962. We'll have a breeze 10 to 20 miles an hour. A low tonight of 73 and back up in the 90s tomorrow to 95.